The Centre for African Migration and Society in Johannesburg says there are between 4 million and 5 million documented and undocumented foreigners living in South Africa. They're mostly from crisis-torn African countries like Zimbabwe, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Somalia.
Unfortunately, the Department of Home Affairs likes to say that most people, I think they say like 96% of people coming are economic migrants, but there is actually no basis for that number.
Ronnie Ummett is one of the center's senior researchers. She says South Africa's Department of Home Affairs, or DHA, brands the foreigners economic migrants. As such, it's easier to prevent them from settling in the country legally.
There are some economic migrants, but there are also people who have fled persecution or have fled civil war. But those people aren't getting recognized in the asylum system because the system just isn't working right now.
She says it's failing because the DHA has combined South Africa's immigration and asylum systems, which she says should be functioning separately.
And now they've merged and they're really using the asylum system as a method of immigration control. So there really is no effective refugee protection in the country anymore.
The DHA did not respond to requests for comment. Previously, however, it has denied that it's purposefully withholding permits from foreigners seeking residence in South Africa. Ummett says growing numbers of migrants, unable to get asylum papers, are going underground in South Africa.
That they're at risk of arrest and detention and deportation, and that's really dangerous because then they'll be deported back to the situation that they fled from that was unsafe to begin with. And there have been some stories of some Congolese who were sent back and were detained, and I think some were even killed.
Ummett has studied decisions made by state officials to refuse residence permits to migrants at refugee reception offices around the country.
In terms of the decisions, they get the law completely wrong. They have no understanding of the legal requirements for asylum and refugee status. And they'll cut and paste something from another country where the law is completely different and it'll say the exact opposite of what South Africa's refugee law says.
Migrants say immigration officers demand that they produce identity documents in order to apply for refugee status, even though this is not a requirement to seek asylum in South Africa.
Whether that's a lack of knowledge or just outright defiance of the law is hard to say.
Migrants, analysts, and lawyers maintain that corruption is widespread in the immigration system.
Certainly, there are a lot of people at Lindela, the detention center for foreigners, who were arrested with valid documents and who were asked for bribes, both by police and by immigration officials. So we know it's happening. And, you know, with the Somalis that we interviewed, some of them were harassed by the police.
Ummett insists that the South African government's apparent view of migrants as a threat to the country is counterproductive. She wants it to recognize that most foreigners are contributing to the economy, not draining it.
South Africa needs to realize it's never going to be able to keep people out. And just adopting increasingly restrictive measures aimed at keeping people out is never going to be effective. And it's just going to be a waste of money. But I think until they have that change in mindset, it's going to be difficult to accomplish anything.
But at the moment, a stalemate plays itself out daily in South Africa. Desperate migrants do everything possible to enter a country they're convinced will offer them better lives, and government officials do everything in their power to keep them out. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.